Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Friends of KEDM will host its summer beer tasting this Thursday night. It's an excellent chance to sample beers from around the world and socialize with fellow listeners of the station. In addition to the beer tasting, the event welcomes back the award-winning barbecue of Rhoda Brown and live music from Shane Russell and Vince Chow. Here to share are friends of KEDM President Babette Adcock and Marcella Beverages Tyler Flemster. Welcome both of you to Lagniappe.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Babette, great turnout last year in a new location.
I know.
Looking forward to many coming by for the tasting event coming up on Thursday. Remind us of where it's going to be held.
It is going to be at the Marcella Beverage Event Pavilion, and that is right by Marcella Beverage, right behind the Civic Center. It's just right across the street, next door kind of. And it's a great location, and it's a great facility. We had an excellent turnout last year. We're thrilled that they're going to host us again, and they do so much for us.
Lots of things going on. If we mentioned the turnout last year, tell us about some of the comments. What did you hear from those that attended last year?
Well, I don't know if anyone notices we moved it up 1 month.
We did.
Mainly because it was a little warm. We did our best to plan and prepare for that, but I think this year it'll still, you know, have that summer vibe, yet it won't be quite as Louisiana warm.
Yeah. Well, you know, community members, KEDM supporters and listeners enjoy events like this, have the opportunity to find out more about Friends of KEDM. What can you tell us about the group and the mission of the group?
Well, our mission really is just to help the station, kind of be the fundraising arm of the station, and give those proceeds, whether it be through incentives for the pledge drives and membership drives, giveaways for that, or any other event that we have, just to help raise money to give those funds to the station.
Yeah, that's kind of worked hand in hand, I know, with a couple of events out at River Market where we've been. And
absolutely.
The beer tasting presents over 70 domestic and imported selections. Tyler, tell us about some of the featured selections coming up on Thursday.
Yeah, we're very excited about this year. We have a lot of local and regional breweries, you know, involved that we're selling their brands now as part of our portfolio. And every year, these breweries are getting really behind this event and really kind of doing everything they can to do to, like, help us out and, you know, offer more products. And we're really excited about this year. Bayou Teche Brewery out of Broussard, Louisiana, provided two new specialty beers for this event. It's called, one of the brands is called Cocodry, mm-hmm. and the other one is called their Ciaison. Tin Roof out of Baton Rouge is providing their summer seasonal, kind of like a little release party for this. It's their watermelon wheat. And also a specialty beer they did for this event is the Chili Pepper Blonde Ale. Lazy Magnolia.
Chili Pepper Blonde. Have you had the opportunity?
I've never had it. Nobody's had it yet.
So I was wondering if it had a kick with a chili pepper.
Yeah, I think from the description, it has a pretty good kick to it. Yeah. Lazy Magnolia out of Kiln, Mississippi. They are providing Backwoods Belgium, Timber Beast, and a Southern Belle. And then once again, St. Arnold's from Houston, Texas is providing a cask conditioned of their Icon Green series. It's going to be like a Hefeweizen. So really, really excited. Also, we are providing, we have a new brewery coming in. This will be the first time anyone's ever sampled it at our place. It's Green Flash out of California. They have four new beers coming. And then New Belgium, they're very popular with the really big craft markets. And we will have two of their brews from their Lips of Faith series.
Lots of great selection. You mentioned the company out of California, Green Flash. Mm-hmm. Are they environmentally aware? What's the background on this group?
Green Flash, they're a brewery that's been around for a while. They're very popular on the West Coast, and they're really kind of just starting to move towards our area some. They've been in big cities like Houston and Atlanta, and they're really branching out. And this is their first. We just got the product in yesterday, so it won't be in any stores yet, so people can come out and try it. But they're really trying to get their footprint a lot bigger, you know, especially in the state of Louisiana.
Yeah. Now, I have to ask you, because I've seen some signage, I've heard a lot about Fat Tire.
Right.
Tell us about this brew.
Well, Fat Tire is a flagship brand from the brewery called New Belgium Brewery out of Fort Collins, Colorado. And the story behind Fat Tire is the husband and wife who started this brewery were... They were both had, you know, jobs, you know, day-to-day jobs. Well, they wanted to start a brewery. So the guy, I can't think of his name, went across the, went to England and went on a big biking trip and was drinking a bunch of beers, collecting hops, and he had his bike with him, and they were all making fun because everybody over there rode little skinny bike tires. Well, his bike tires are really big fat. So when he got back, he used all the ingredients that he collected and made an amber ale, and he's like, well, I'm going to name it Fat Tire after what everybody called me in England. So that's a little bit about the beer. It's an amber ale. It's really light. It's really drinkable, and it's a great beer for new craft beer drinkers.
Yeah. Any particular recommendations from you for Thursday night?
I'm really excited to bring back the watermelon wheat from Tin Roof. That was really good last year. It's a seasonal. It's a 2-month deal, and I'm excited for the Backwoods Belgium from Lazy Magnolia.
Well, you know, Tyler, we talk about the great turnout from last year and people getting to try a lot of variety. Public radio listeners, they enjoy a variety of beers, right, and things like that, trying something new. Tell us about hosting community events and the importance of that.
The importance of that is very, very important for us. We like to give back to the community, the people who support us. We like to support every nonprofit, everything that we can to do to give back. And it really goes a long way, you know, in our community, and just doing what we can do to help out, you know, where we can help out. It really means a lot to us.
They have done such a great job with over the years. This is our 6th annual beer tasting, summer beer tasting, and every year Marsala has stepped up. Tyler and all of the guys over there have really stepped up to help us out.
And Rhoda Brown's award-winning barbecue will be back once again.
Absolutely. There's nothing like Rhoda Brown barbecue.
Of course, there is an admission fee and additional fee for the barbecue sampling plate. Babette, if someone would like to find out more, how could they do so?
They can check it out on the KEDM Facebook page, KEDM.org. They can call the station. There are signs all over town as well. So they shouldn't have a problem finding a way to get there, the information.
Gets underway this Thursday evening at 6 o'clock. Babette Edcock, Tyler Flemister, thank you both for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
You can hear this and other Lagniappe podcasts by visiting The Listening Room online at kedm.org.